In 2 Chronicles 33, we read about a young man by the name of Manasseh. Now, Manasseh was the 12-year-old son of one of the greatest kings that Judah ever had, a man by the name of Hezekiah. We know many great things about King Hezekiah. It's interesting that 15 years before Hezekiah died, he was told by the Lord that he would die, and very soon. And of course, we understand that Hezekiah, he prayed to God, he wept sorely over the fact that he was going to die. And because of this, and because he appealed to the Lord granted him 15 years of life. You know, and I've never heard anybody really explain why it was that Hezekiah wept so badly, knowing that he was going to die. And then, as you read in 2 Chronicles 33, it says, Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And so notice that, at the time that Hezekiah died, Manasseh, his son, becomes king. Manasseh is only 12 years old. So Manasseh was born during that extra 15 years that God gave to Hezekiah. And so it's just my idea, my belief, that Hezekiah wept. Hezekiah was upset because he had no heir. He had no one to take the throne after he died. And so Manasseh is born during that last 15 years that he has been given. And so Manasseh is 12 years old when he begins to reign. And of course, Manasseh goes down in history as one of the most wicked kings that either Judah or Israel ever had. And so we read a number of things about him, the terrible abominations that he did. It says in verse 2, but he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. He did things like set up idols inside the temple of God. He did things like make his children to pass before the fire of Molech. In other words, he sacrificed human sacrifice, not sacrificed his children, at least some of his children, to these false gods. And so it's a very, very, very bad, very, very wicked king. Maybe the worst that Israel or Judah ever had. But the Lord sent afflictions upon him. The Lord allowed the Assyrians to come and, or the Babylonians to come and carry him away in chains. And it was then that Manasseh turned back to God. And so notice in verse 12, it says, and when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God. He humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers and prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. And so notice, in his affliction, he turns to God. And it says, he was entreated of him. In other words, God heard his plea, recognized his humility, recognized his penitent attitude, his penitent heart, and brought him again into his kingdom. And now, that's not where the story ends. Manasseh tries to undo some of the wrong that he had already done. As we look down in verse 14, it says, I'm sorry, verse 15, and he took away the strange gods out of, and the idol out of the house of the Lord, and all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house of the Lord, and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of the Lord, and sacrificed thereon peace offerings and thank offerings, and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. And so notice, this was a man that was truly penitent. You know, it's interesting to me that, when John the Baptist, in Matthew chapter 3, is down at the Jordan, he's baptizing, and all of Judah and all of Israel and Jerusalem is coming down and being baptized, and some Pharisees come. And of course, he rebukes them in their attitude, and he tells them to bring forth fruits meet for repentance. That's what we see with Manasseh. He's trying to do the right thing. He did great evil. He's trying to undo the great evil that he had done. And I believe that this is evident, clear, that he had a really, truly penitent heart and that he truly turned back to God. He truly knew that God was Lord and he truly served him the rest of his life, whatever, however much of that was left. And so, though it is a tragic story of one who has fallen away and one who has gone and done terrible things, it's also a great story of triumph in that he returned to the Lord. And it's a great story and a great lesson about God's forgiveness, that no matter how grievous our sins, no matter how grievous a sinner we are, that if we will truly turn to him, if we will truly seek him, he will restore us. He will forgive us of our sins. And so that is the greatest lesson of perhaps a prodigal son that we could read, the story of Manasseh. And so I thank you for joining us and listening to this. Thank you very much.